first of all, let me just kind of step back a look at your experience on the farm and state FSA and Missouri Ag Department. Now, as you're in that federal level and traveling the country, how's that transition been? What are you hearing from your growers?
Well, the transition's been has been very good. Had some experience, certainly about 30 years of farming full time, and you know we're still operating the farm, and being able to experience those challenges and opportunities. It seems as though we have a few more challenges maybe right now than opportunities, and then the time at the as the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture and about a seven-month stint as the state executive director in Missouri. So that has really helped with the transition coming here to Washington and being the administrator. Conversations with producers across the country that I've had the opportunity to visit with, it's the farm economy and where we are with that. Certainly trade has been an issue that has been pretty prevalent with producers around the country. Some kind of an uneasy feeling about kind of where we are with agriculture, and it's across those all of the sectors, frankly. But there is certainly obviously an underlying resiliency, a passion for the industry. Looking forward to good days to come, and I think generally a fairly positive outlook about kind of where we are in the industry and where we are going in the future.
Certainly, with some of the market challenges, there's a lot of interest in the announcement with the USDA market facilitation programs. Looks like enrollment would be coming right after Labor Day. Can you give us some idea how the program's going to work?
Well, so literally as we are speaking now, still in the finalization of drafting the rules for the program. So I really can't speak specifically to the program at this point, but folks can know that that the market facilitation program is the president and the secretary's effort to help mitigate some of the effects that have been created by retaliatory tariffs by some of our trading partners. And they affect quite a few different commodities on the grain side, dairy and pork. So multiple commodities will come in under this program. And as far as the payment rates, the actual mechanism of the program, we're probably 3 or 4 days before before those rules are finalized and out to the public. So still a little bit of a moving target at this point, and we're literally finalizing those hopefully today.
We're still looking at the sign-up right after Labor Day?
Yeah, so that's still a consistent date. Sign-up would be available September 4th. And, we certainly will have a very robust communication plan once the rules are out and the secretary makes the announcement. We certainly will be working not only in the channels that we operate in, certainly those of you in the ag media will know exactly how this thing's going to work. And then, our hope is to reach out to additional stakeholders, so commodity groups and farm organizations, and we've got our state FSA offices, county offices. We'll have those folks, trained up with the knowledge of how the program will be administered, and so there's going to be a really strong effort for outreach and getting the word out, once the rule is finalized.
Look at the timing. Obviously, things are coming together rather quickly on this this assistance plan. We're going to have a farm bill hopefully here in that fourth quarter. Do you see the employees are staffed up, ready to go for the trained up and staffed up and ready to go for the new program?
You know, I think so. You know, we'll have certainly an opportunity to get folks trained up before producers start to come in the door. And we are in the process right now of hiring the Farm Service Agency with both on the farm program and the farm loan side. Really since about May, we're going to be onboarding about 1,300 folks across the country. And so we're right in the middle of that process to bring some folks on. You know, we know we were a little under, you know, that staffing number that we really need to do business across the country. And the secretary had given us the authority to move ahead and start hiring folks back into those positions. So, you know, I'm confident that we're going to be able to handle the program implementation. Again, you know, you talk about the farm bill, and you know, we're hopeful, certainly hopeful that we have a new bill before the end of the fiscal year. That would be our hope. You know, I wouldn't want to predict one way or the other if that happens, but you know, our folks are excited. I know, just talking with lots and lots of folks with FSA, not only in Washington, but in state offices and county offices across the country. You know, there's always a little bit of excitement when we're getting close to having a new farm bill, and what is that new farm bill going to look like? How's that going to affect the producers in those counties traveling the country? You know, the folks that work in the FSA offices locally refer to the producers in that county as their producers. And so there's always a little bit of excitement of, prior to the passage of a farm bill and the anticipation of what's going to be in it and how it's going to be different from previous legislation and how it's going to be the same. But I think we're going to be ready. We're going to be ready to go on both counts, the market facilitation program and any new provisions in a new farm bill.
With the market facilitation program, would you anticipate farmers would have to come in and sign up and then make another visit back when they have the production information once the harvest is all wrapped up?
Well, you know, it looks like that may be potentially the way it works, and it also may be an opportunity that producers would just come in, you know, after harvest and with their production. Again, those conversations are taking place today, and we're gonna have the final determination here just pretty quickly, but so it should be, you know, just the implementation of the program should be fairly painless for producers. Shouldn't require, you know, a ton of stops into the office, and the program is going to be pretty straightforward, not complex at all. So visits into the office and time devoted by the producer to participate in this program is going to be pretty minimal. But just exactly how that's going to look, I can't say for sure today, but probably will be by the end of the week, or certainly by the first part of next week.
Certainly an assistance package, a relief package like this isn't designed to make a farmer whole, but do you see it's going to help keep some of these guys in business, give them the operating credit that they need to go forward?
Well, you know, the market facilitation program, the intent of the program is to help in some way, you know, help offset some of the market influences that have happened based on trade. And you know, we've got some great folks here at USDA that run the models that isolate the effect of trade disruptions or the effect of retaliatory tariffs on the market, and that's kind of how the payments will be generated. And you know, some commodities obviously have had more of a negative impact, while others have not been as affected. So, you know, I think, you know, we'll see where that is. I think there'll be some significant payments in some commodities, and maybe not so much in others, depending on what their impact is, you know, in the market and retaliatory tariffs and their effect on the market.
Have those commodity groups and folks, stakeholders, had some input as we've gone through this process?
Well, you know, the secretary and the administration, you know, when we were made aware that the program was going to go forward, we needed pretty quick action. And so not a lot of outside input. Certainly they have, we've had a lot of comments, but just the process to put, you know, a framework around a program such as this, lots of steps, lots of, you know, lots of work to make sure that it gets through the correct channels and so on and so forth. So we were limited, frankly, by time. You know, we're always welcome to comments. We're always welcome to input. But not a great deal of input on the front end, just due to a very short timeline, and needing to get this thing rolling. The secretary and the president wanted this out as soon as possible, and so working under a very short timeline. You know, I think the folks here have done a really good job.
Yeah, very much a quick turnaround. I look to Congress in recent years, they've gotten away from some of the ad hoc disaster programs. Do you see an effort like this kind of opens that door again, or what's your thoughts there?
Well, you know, I think, you know, with the Bipartisan Budget Act, you know, Congress came up with the WHIP program, the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program, changed some of the provisions for some of the standing disaster programs. Possibly, you know, I hadn't thought about that much, but you know, that is potentially the case. I know with some of the standing programs, whether it's livestock indemnity or the ELAP program, you know, some of those programs that are standing programs, you know, probably do eliminate the need for ad hoc disaster. Our ECP program, for example, that is a standing program. But, you know, it's possible. I don't know. I haven't given that much thought.
So, like we said, pretty busy time. A lot of these decisions being made as we speak. Looks like we'll have more news before the end of the week, I'm guessing.
I think so. That would be my anticipation, and certainly, if not by the end of the week, certainly by the first of next week. And you know, I think you know, producers, I know across the country are aware of this. You know, any place that I've been, you know, they're asking questions about it, and what's the program going to entail, and how's it going to work, and so on and so forth. So I know producers are waiting for, you know, kind of the nuts and bolts of the program and what's it going to look like and how do they participate. And those questions will be answered, you know, fairly quickly. And again, I think it's going to be a fairly straightforward program, not very complex and, you know, really easy for producers to participate.
Well, I know your time is short. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you, Richard.
Absolutely. Appreciate it very much.
Fantastic.